Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
Oh,
Tonight, Word of Truth presents Preach the Word, Revival. And we thank God for all those that's on the line, men of God, that's going to preach the Word. The purpose of this revival is to bring you back to Scripture. Deaf ears into what religion is. What religion that you're walking in that's not the truth. We're going to preach the word. And some may be offended, but you're going to have to take the word of God for what it is, too. And so the purpose of this revival, we're not going to sugarcoat it. We're not going to preach things that's not true. We're going to tell you the truth about what thus saith the Lord says. And only way that we know is to preach the word of God. A lot of us been preached a lot of things that we come to find out that's not really the truth. And so in order to be able to go back with God, the scripture says that God gets no greater joy than to see his children walking in what? Truth.
Truth.
And so the preach the word is what we're going to do, is preach the word. Tonight, we have all the way from, I believe, Long Beach, is Apostle Curry.
Amen.
And tonight, to start this revival off. And then we have tomorrow night, our own Pastor Mac Page will be on tomorrow night at Friday. Then we have Elder Prevost on Saturday. And on Sunday, the close of this revival, if need be, we'll go to Monday. It'll be yours truly, Minister Ray Thurman, all the way from Arlington by way of California. And all 4 days, we're going to preach the truth. A lot of people are walking in lies. We hoping that one person's eyes become open to the truth of God. This is not our truth being preached. This is the word of God.
Amen.
And if you say you believe the word of God, then what's the problem of you making an adjustment and come out of falsehood?
Come on.
We'll be talking about what is falsehood.
Amen.
And some of you going to get offended, but those that know me know that I don't care. You can be mad all you want. In fact, I want you to get mad so you can have something.
Amen.
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 It's for your betterment. It's for your betterment. We want you to understand what the word of God, thus say the Lord. A lot of us is walking in lies, have been walking in lies. A lot of you Baptists, a lot of you non-denomination, a lot of you Pentecostal, Catholic, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Apostolic, Kojic, Jehovah Witness, and so forth and so forth. But you got to ask yourself, are you going to hear in this revival, is God that? How are you following God and he's none of that? So we're going to preach the word. A lot of you don't believe in some of the things that Peter wrote, Paul wrote, Luke wrote, yet you say you're still following God and not believe in his apostles. Isn't his word, the truth?
Yes, come on, my brother.
And we go preach the word, and when the smoke clears, Jesus Christ's word still will be standing.
Amen.
So you might as well just get ready. If you easily offend, this is not the revival for you. It will take some tough skin for you. You're going to have to be some tough men and women and accept the truth as the truth
Amen.
Is spoken by Scripture.
Amen.
Not no one man's Amen. Opinion, not no one man's theory. God's word is absolute.
Amen.
And we're going to preach absolute truth.
Amen.
Amen. Some of y'all believe in two and three gods. Ain't no two and three gods.
Amen.
There's only one God.
Hallelujah.
And by the time you leave here, you will clearly understand. There's only one God. And so this is the purpose of this, the word, revival. A lot of people have revivals, but who's being revived? When you come to the revival in falsehood and you still leave it out in falsehood, who is revived? Amen. We hope that somebody be revived and rethink the word of God. And that's what we have to do here. And so we're going to go into Elder Prevost. I'm going to turn it over to him for asking him. He's going to lead the testimony and praise report part. Then we're going to go into the opening scripture, and he's going to read the opening scripture. If there's no testimonies, or after the testimonies and praise report is read, then I'm going to ask our pastor, Bishop Page, to go ahead and open up a prayer with us. And then after that, it'll fall into Prevost's hands to introduce the speaker of the night, Apostle Curry. So at this time, Elder Prevost is in your hand.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. It's a blessing to be on the line. Blessing to be in the presence of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read Psalms 100. Bless the name of the Lord. Then I'm going to open up for testimonies and prayer requests. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 100 reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This scripture teaches us that we are supposed to have an attitude of gratitude when we come into the presence of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. So as I open up testimony service, praise God, hallelujah, we're going to ask, hallelujah, that you come with an attitude of gratitude, that you come and you show God that you appreciate what he's already done in your life. Because most of the time we're asking God to do more. Praise God, hallelujah. But if you're asking God to do more, first you got to show God that you appreciate what he's already done. Hallelujah, praise God. You want him to open more doors, well, you need to acknowledge the doors that he's already opened in your life. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. So as we get ready to open up testimony service, make sure you come with an attitude of gratitude. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We're opening up the phone lines. Praise God. We want to get about three, maybe four hot testimonies on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Bless the name of the Lord.
Well, I thank you, praise God, for waking me up this morning, saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and that with fire, a determination and a desire to serve God in these last and evil days. Thank God that my children is alive and well, my grandchildren, and I thank God that all of you are alive and well today. And that we come together, gathered to further our knowledge and understanding in the Lord's word. Thank God for a lot of people. Thank God for Pastor Page. Thank God for the generals. Thank God for Sister Valerie and their families. Thank God for the families. Thank God for the other prevos. And we just want to come to praise the Lord. God has been good to us. And God has done a lot for us. And anybody got a closed mouth, the Lord said, scripture says, keep a continuous praise in your mouth. You ought to have a yet praise. You ain't got to be glad when God do something. You ought to be glad because you're breathing by
Amen.
God's permission. So I just thank God. I thank God that I'm saved. He called me out of darkness, brought me out of all type of stuff, unscathed, no bullet wounds. And Lord, I could go on for days telling you stuff I've been through and been in. But I thank God that I'm still here today, alive and well, and not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray my strength in the Lord as I pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Minister Ray on today. Do we have another testimony on the line on tonight on the goodness of the Lord?
Thank God for being here again. Thank God for the radio, for the Andre, everybody on the line. Get your blessings. That's all I can say.
Amen. Thank God for Brother Bobby on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord all the way from Georgia.
Yeah.
In the building on tonight. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies? We got time for one more, one or two more. We got another one on the line on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God for all the testimonies and the prayer requests that have gone up before the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over into the hands of Bishop Page. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's going to lead us in prayer. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Well, Father God, we thank you for the man of God tonight. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, all the things that you continue to do, Lord. Lord, we come to you tonight, ask you, Lord, to teach us your ways, oh Lord, that we might walk therein, Lord. Give us understanding tonight, Lord, that we might be able to observe your word with our whole heart, Lord. Cause us to walk in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord. Incline my heart, O Lord, into the testimonies, not into covetous. Turn my eyes, O Lord, from beholding vanity, and quicken me in your way, Lord. Establish the word in our hearts, Lord, because we are devoted to your fear, Lord. Turn away my reproach, which I feel, Lord, for your judgments are good. Lord, I have longed after your word. And, Lord, quicken us according to the word that the man of God brings forth out of his heart tonight, Lord. And, Lord, may the people be blessed. And, Lord, may they get an understanding. And may someone say tonight, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And, Lord, we thank you for the word of God, from the man of God. Anoint him tonight, Lord. Lord, let the words be in his lips, O Lord. And, oh, Lord, that they might bring forth life, Lord. And we give you praise, Lord, for life tonight in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. God is truly good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is my pleasure and honor, amen, to introduce the speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. Getting it started. Hallelujah. Starting it off with the Preach the Word Revival. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Starting it off tonight is the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Based out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is my brother in Christ and my friend. Hallelujah. It is my pleasure to introduce the son. Hallelujah. And present to others none other, hallelujah, than the Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Brother Eldon, it's in your hands. Let the Lord use you as he always does. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody thank him tonight.
Hallelujah.
Somebody put those hands together. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Wherever you are right now, come on and bless him. Come on and lift him
hallelujah.
Up. Come on and give him
hallelujah.
Praise for his goodness,
hallelujah.
For his mercy.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God is an awesome God tonight. Come on and bless the name of the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah.
God honor tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. I want to thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God tonight for Bishop Page. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, my brother. Amen. Peace and blessings unto you. Amen. To my dear, dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre, God bless you, sir. Amen. Tonight. And to everyone that's under the sound of my voice tonight, glory to God. Peace and blessings be unto you all. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. And he is worthy of all our praise. Come on and bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One more time. Come on and give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord, tonight. We praise God on tonight. Let's just have a quick moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your word, God. You said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of your word would fail. You said, Father, that your word cannot return unto you void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. You said you sent your word and you healed us. You said that your word became flesh and it dwelled among us. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your word has the final say-so, the last say-so. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you that everything was created by and for your word. We give you praise tonight. We thank you for your word, God, hallelujah. For you said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth, Father. So we thank you tonight, Father, that we hear to hear from you, God. And we thank you that we shall hear and obey. We thank you, Father, that you are yet speaking, and yet you are still speaking, God. And we give you praise and glory. We thank you for being the only true, wise, living God. And we bless your name tonight, God. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're going to speak to us on tonight. We give you praise, God. And we thank you in advance. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, give God another hand of praise tonight. Come on, give him another shout of glory tonight. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want to share with you three words that the Lord gave me on earlier today. Amen. To share with you. You know, there's a lot of uneasiness in the land right now. But God is saying to us that he wants us to have peace in him because the peace is in his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There is a separation tonight between those who say they love God and those of us who really love God. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that what you love, you obey?
Yes, Lord.
You don't know that you can love something until you can first what? Obey it. Hallelujah.
Obey.
When we obey God, that's what we show that we love God. Amen. We can lip service, but God says the lip service is good, but I'm looking at your obedience. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Because if we obey God, then that shows that we are what? Fully with him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. He said, if you love me, you'll do what? Keep my commandments. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a lot of folks saying that they love him, but they're not keeping his commandments. Come on, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. And a love offering right now.
Hallelujah.
And a praise offering right now. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
In Exodus, the first verse of the Exodus 20 and 20. When you get there, shout amen. Glory to God. This is the first, one of the first verses that God gave me for tonight. Exodus 20, 20. How many of you know that in this hour we need our 2020 vision on? Come on here, somebody. We need our 2020 on.
Amen.
To be able to see properly. Come on here, somebody. To see what God wants us to see tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 20, verse 20. When everybody get there, shout amen. Amen. Is everybody present? Everybody there?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Everybody ready? And what did the Lord
read? Amen.
It says, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you. In another translation, it says to prove you. So that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor tonight, say neighbor.
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 It's only a test.
It's only
a test.
God has allowed what is happening in the land because he has said, I'm testing everyone right now. Because I'm separating those who say they are with me from those who are really with me. That's why he said, let the wheat and the tare grow together. There's a lot of terror among the wheat. There's a lot of terror among us, y'all. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all can still hear me tonight. Amen. Everything that look like wheat ain't wheat. Come on here, somebody. How you are able to determine the wheat from the tare is that one has seed and the other one doesn't. Come on and give God a shout. See, one looks original. It looks genuine, but it's empty. Come on here, somebody. Now, a lot of us is walking around here looking deep, but we're empty. Come on. God, help me tonight.
Hallelujah.
God is saying, but my word is going to separate what is the real from the fake. Come on here, somebody. So Moses has them up in the mountains, glory to God. And God is speaking. And they think they want God to speak. But when God starts speaking, they say to Moses, Moses, you speak to us. Because we ain't ready for God to speak. Because if God speak to us, least we die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, this is time for us to hear what God is saying through the vessels of God. Because we're not ready for God himself to speak. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In verse 20, it says, Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. And I'm hearing the Lord saying to tell us tonight, do not be afraid. Amen. Don't be afraid of what's going on. Don't be afraid of what you see on the news and around you. Don't be afraid of everything that you're hearing about this and about that, about the vaccine, about the virus. God is saying, I'm covering you. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, I'm covering you. Amen. Somebody need to give God a praise right there. Amen. God is saying, trust me. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that we got to trust God like never before? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. We can't let our faith waver. We can't let our faith lean on nothing else. We got to wholly trust God. So the first thing that Moses says to them in Exodus 20 and 20, it says, do not be afraid. Why? Because God can't operate in fear. Come on here, somebody. God cannot operate when we are afraid. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. You only fear what you don't know. And that's what God has taught me about the spirit of fear. See, we fear when we don't know a thing. Come on here, somebody. But once you know a thing, it becomes what? Impossible to fear it. So that's why the enemy don't want us to know certain things, because he knows once we know something that he's not able to what? Put that spirit of fear on us. So God says, do not fear. Tell somebody, say, do not fear, beloved. Hallelujah tonight.
Do not fear.
Do not fear.
Do not fear.
How many know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind? You shouldn't want anything that God has not given you, beloved. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So if I'm panicking, it's only because I'm listening to a report that it's not God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many know we ain't got no business listening to any report that is not of the Lord? Come on here, somebody. God says, I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, because the spirit of fear stops me from operating for you, but what I have given you is power. Somebody said power.
Power.
I've given you power. I've given you love. Somebody said love.
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 So I know that God has given me power. I know he's given me love. And then the last thing he says I've given you is what? A sound mind. Somebody said, maybe he gave me a sound mind.
Gave me a sound mind.
So I can't let the devil mess with my mind. I can't let the devil trick my mind. So what I got to do is I got to present my body as a living sacrifice unto God. Amen. So because I'm saved, God says, then now you can present your body as what? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our what? Reasonable service. Come on here, somebody. See, that will keep us from being afraid. God says, once you present your body, then I can take control of your mind. Then you'll know what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But we can't know that until we put our body on the altar. Come on here, somebody. Is that when the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So we can't do everything in God's temple. How many know when it's God's temple that he has the right to do whatever he wants you in his temple? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
The problem is, beloved, is that we're not presenting our body as a living sacrifice. And then when we don't do that, the enemy mess with our mind. Come on here, somebody. And then he's able then to put a spirit of fear on us. And God saying, that fear don't belong on you because I haven't given that to you. Glory to God. That spirit keeps us from knowing the will of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But Moses said to people, do not be afraid. And the reason why he tells them don't be afraid, he says God has come what? To test you, approve you. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that God is not going to use something until he can first prove it? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Stay with me tonight. You're not going to be long tonight, but we're going to be strong. How many know that God won't use nothing until he proves it? Come on here, somebody. So God is saying the reason why we've had to go through hell and high water is because I was proving you, amen, so that you can know, amen, what is in you, and then I'm proving you too to make you stronger. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that God knows everything about us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
See, we think we know us, but God said, no, I know you. Come on here, somebody. I know you because I designed you. I know you because I created you. I know you because before you even think what you're thinking, I already knew you was going to think that. Hallelujah to God. See, we're going to become smart when we realize that God is all-knowing. Come on here, somebody. We need to just let God be God and stop trying to outthink God. Come on here, somebody. God says this thing has come what? To prove us. To show us, amen, to show who is on the Lord's side,
amen,
and who is not on the Lord's side. Come on here, somebody. He says, so that the fear of God will be with you. How many of you know that the only thing that keep us in this hour is the fear of God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to get back to the fear of God, to the reverence of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. To where we won't just do anything and say anything in the presence of God. We got to realize that we got to be holy at all times, not just when somebody is looking at us, but when somebody ain't looking at us. Come on here, somebody.
Come on
here, somebody looking at us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We think when we by ourselves, we by ourselves. But God said, no, I'm still here. I didn't go nowhere. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So God is saying that when we leave a life in the private, God said it will manifest in the public. Ain't with somebody a praise that with me right now. Glory to God. God is saying that we got to get back to the fear. Somebody said that the fear of God.
The fear of
what?
See, the Bible says in Proverbs that the fear of God is the beginning of what? Wisdom. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We trying to walk in wisdom, but we ain't got no fear of God. God says the spirit of wisdom will not come upon you and be in you until you can first walk in my fear. My fear says you have wisdom. Amen. Not that
come
you
on,
say it, but when you got the fear of the Lord, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Which means that you are walking in a way that honors him, in a way that gives glory to him so that the wrath for him don't fall on you. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the wrath of God is falling in the land? That the wrath of God is in the land and people walking like ain't no wrath of God in the land. People walking like ain't no sword in the land. But the sword of the Lord is out, somebody. Somebody give God a praise tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, somebody celebrate God for a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he says, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the fear of God will keep us from sinning? Come on here, somebody. It'll keep us from doing wrong. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Once that fear getting at us, then we ain't got to worry about nobody looking at us. God said, because you know I'm looking at you. You're going to do right because you know that I'm looking at you at all times. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then we don't need to be calling the prophet and the apostle every second, every minute, every hour. No, because God is saying, I'm looking at you. Come on here, somebody. And I'm able to keep you if you let me keep you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that God is a keeper? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, well, somebody give God praise for his keeping power. If you know he's a keeper, come on and praise his name tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Let somebody give God a celebration right quickly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come with me right quick to Deuteronomy 28. Amen.
Man.
Very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. We've quoted this. But most of the time, beloved, when we look at Deuteronomy 28, everybody talk about the blessing. And I praise God for the blessing. But let me tell you something. There's some curses over here, too, that we rarely talk about, but they're in here. Tell somebody, it's in the book.
It's in the book?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the book, Deuteronomy 28. But let's go to verses 15, and then we'll go to verses 21 and 22. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Shout hallelujah when you get there. Is everybody there? Shout hallelujah if you're there.
Which one of the books again?
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Oh, Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Deuteronomy 28, beginning with verse 15, 21, and 22. Are we ready?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Everybody there? Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, however, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully, somebody say carefully.
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 Carefully follow all his commandments and decrees I am giving you today. Somebody said today.
Today.
Today. Today. Amen. All these curses will come on you and overtake you. Now, the thing that's going on with America right now is that because she has turned her heart and her mind away from God and is not obeying God, not obeying the laws of God, not obeying the commandments of God, she has brought forth the curses. How many of you know when you don't obey God that curses come?
Amen.
We can't expect to be blessed if we're not being obedient.
Amen.
The problem is that America has to understand that God is not going to change for her. She will have to change for him. I mean, wish I could talk to somebody tonight. See, God is saying, this ain't Burger King. This ain't McDonald's. You can't just come through the drive-thru and say, well, this is what I want, God. This is what I want. He said, no, you got to eat what's in here, glory to God. And it's not going to change for nobody because God says, my words are what? Eternal. Come on here, somebody. God's word is what? Everlasting. He said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of his word will fail. We need to get back to understanding that it's either God's way or it's no way. Somebody give God a praise.
Come on now.
Glory to God.
Come on now.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Amen. We want God to fast food it. We want God to do, oh, okay, I'm going to come in and Lord, this is what I want you to do for me, this right here. And if you don't do it for me, I ain't going to serve you. Amen. I'm not going to live for you. I ain't going to witness for you. And God is saying, okay, but you got to understand this. And you can do that, but it's consequences. Somebody said consequences. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Consequences.
Consequences. Glory to God. See, people think that their actions it's not going to bring back consequences. God says, now, if you're not going to obey me, glory to God, if you're not going to do what I tell you to do, now there's something waiting on you, and it's called curses. Somebody said curses.
Curses.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about, well, you know, this witch cursed me. This here soothsayer cursed me. But how many know when you don't obey God, you bring a curse on yourself? Come on here, somebody.
Come on, man.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah.
Mm, 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 mm.
Now, he
said all these curses will come on you and do what? Overtake you. Told you somebody. That's the same word he said about the blessing. He said a blessing will come on you and what? Overtake you. But behind every obedience, there is a blessing. Glory to God. Tell me what I'm saying tonight, child of God. This is going to bless your soul tonight. Behind every obedience, there's a blessing. So every time you obey God, a blessing is behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But now every time you disobey God, there's a curse. Behind every disobedient act, there's a curse.
Come on now.
And the only thing that's going to reverse the curse is a repenting heart. Hallelujah. The only thing that's going to reverse the curse is a repenting heart. I'm not talking about just changing your mind. I'm talking about let the Lord get in your heart. Because, see, you can change your mind, but if God don't change your heart, your mind will go back and do the same thing you were trying to give. Oh, God, y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight. Amen. But God is saying, I'm going to get in your heart because the heart is the issue, not your mind. Because I can deal with your mind, but you let me deal with your heart, and I'll give you a change of mind. Somebody give God a praise tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So he says all these curses will come on you and overtake you. And what's happening is that America's being overtaken by curses. Glory to God. If you think that a vaccine is going to cure a problem, but it can't cure a spiritual problem. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God is saying the uncleanliness is not on the outside, but it's on the inside. Come on. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's saying that the vaccine can't fix what's in the heart. Only I can do that. Come on here, somebody. I don't care how many shots you take. If you don't get your heart right, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the coronavirus is still under the feet of Yahshua? They're still under the feet of Jesus. Come on here, somebody. Now, how many know that God still got all power? How many know that the coronavirus can't go over him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many know that the Bible says that at the feet of him, every knee shall bow? Come on here, somebody, tonight. Oh, God, I can't hear nobody.
Every heart must confess.
At the feet of him. Glory to God. Because the feet represent authority. Come on here, somebody. No, I don't care what you're saying about the coronavirus. The coronavirus is still subject to the name, come on here, somebody, of Jesus. Come on here, somebody, of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. The coronavirus is still subject to the word. Come on here, somebody. The coronavirus is still subject to the blood. I can't hear nobody tonight. God is saying, I haven't lost my power. You just got to be able to activate it and walk in it. Somebody give all the praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost of God
Hallelujah.
In the house tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, neighbor. Say, God of Israel still got power. Come on here, somebody. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings has not lost his authority. He has not lost his power. He just needs somebody to take him at his word. Somebody give him a praise tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now see, hear what it says. It says now all these curses will overtake you. Now let's go to verse 21. And it says that the Lord will plague you with dis-ease. Let me just deal with that word dis-ease. Dis-ease. If you dissect the word diseases, it's dis-ease. Come on here, somebody. Dis-ease means that some kind of way the enemy has broken your peace. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know tonight that when the enemy breaks your peace, that weakens your immune system, which means now you can't fight off the different viruses and the different bacteria that are in the land. I ain't with somebody. We're talking back
Come
to
on.
Me tonight. God is saying, if you mess around and you start walking in obedience, you won't need no vaccine. If you just get back to the place that I call you to be, glory to God, you'll find my healing power is the same way it's always been. What is taking you away from the place that I had you at? Why have you touch unclean things? Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. God is saying we need to stop touching unclean things. We're touching unclean things spiritually. And God said it is affecting you in the natural. God is saying the problem is not natural, it's spiritual. And God is saying when you try to use a natural weapon for a spiritual thing, it will not work. With somebody, I give God a praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Verse 21 says, and the Lord will plague you. Now, plague means that he will cause diseases to come upon you so great, amen, that you won't have a cure for it. Now, y'all got to stay with me tonight, glory to God. He says, the Lord will plague you. In other words, you won't be able to get rid of it, glory to God. You can say, Lord, I just took everything for this, and it still won't leave. Amen. I just turned around 3 times, jumped up and down, and spit a foam at the mouth. It still won't leave. God said, that's not the problem. The problem is that you won't obey and do what I told you to do. Amen. Because if you obey me, glory to God, it will leave you. Come on, hear somebody. Why? Because the blessings can only flow when we obey God. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. But it says, verse 21, it says, and the Lord will plague you with diseases until he has what? Destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that we can't possess the land if we're walking in disobedience? Amen. If we're walking in rebelliousness, if we're walking in stubbornness, hallelujah. If we're walking in witchcraft and idolatry, how many know that we can't possess nothing like that? Glory to God. God said the plagues is coming. Somebody said the plagues are already here. Amen. Why? Because people won't obey God. Speak, Holy Ghost. Verse 22, and it says that the Lord will strike you with wasting disease. Hallelujah, wasting disease. Come on, hear somebody. With fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish. Come on, hear somebody. Is anybody seeing that in the book? Is anybody seeing
Amen.
That in the book?
Amen.
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 How many know that that's what's going on right now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Everybody trying to figure out what to do, but God said, repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, and be baptized. Repent, for the remission of your sins. Repent, so God can save your soul. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Repent, so God can make you whole. Come on here, somebody. How many know that that's the answer? Come on, here, somebody. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, what, shall be saved. We call it on everybody but the name of the Lord. Come on, here, somebody. How many know that the name still got power? It still got saving power. But we got to call on it. We got to cry out to God. Amen. So that God can restore us and heal us. Come on, here, somebody. I'm almost done. Glory to God. Come with me to one more. Amen. 2 Corinthians. Glory to God. And I'll be out your hair for the night. Glory to God. But I hear the Holy Ghost still talking. Glory to God. He said, give you one more and I'm done. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I think he clicked off. I think his phone clicked off. Amen. If you wait for him to come on back, bless the Lord. He's delivering a fiery word there. Everybody say amen to it.
Amen.
Amen. That's a fiery word.
Amen.
That's a fiery word. Amen. Thank God for the word on tonight. Thank God for those that's on the revival tonight. And we just wait for, you see, the devil don't want him to deliver that word. He can't stop what God has already done.
Amen.
So he probably think he's still preaching, Prevost. Get a hold of him.
Amen. I'm trying to get him.
Amen. Y'all keep
wake up,
Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
Thank y'all. Hallelujah. Glory. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah. Glory. How many know that the devil mad tonight? Glory to God. But somebody shout and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody shout and give your God a praise.
Hallelujah.
That means heaven is happy right now, beloved. Whenever the enemy get mad, that means heaven is happy right now. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Amen. Beginning at verse 17. Is everybody there? Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, therefore, come out from among them. How many know it's separation time, beloved? Hallelujah. Amen. We waiting on God to separate us, but God said, no, separate yourself. Amen. You got to separate yourself from the folk right now. Glory to God. God is saying, yeah, I can separate you, but I want you to separate yourself. Why? Because I put the Holy Ghost in you. Glory to God. How many know that? That can't no two walk together except they agree. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We ain't got no business walking with nobody that is not on the same level as us. Come on,
come
somebody.
On, preacher.
Glory to God.
Come
we
on.
Trying to hang out because we don't want to lose no friendship. We trying to hang out and we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
Come
but God
on,
said, what about my feelings?
Yeah.
Come on here, somebody. God got some feelings. Come on here, somebody. And God said, you love them more than me? Come on here, somebody. You care about them more than me?
Come on, now.
You just discovered. Separate yourself, neighbor. Amen. If they don't want to walk with you, separate yourself. What did Abraham do with Lot? Lord God, he separated himself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because they could no longer walk together. You got to separate yourself from Lot. Come on here, somebody. Lot is somebody that still want to walk with you, but they got a foot in the world. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-oh.
God is saying, no, 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 no. If they got a foot in the world, glory to God, then you got to make a decision. If they won't make one, you make one for them. If you go to the east, I'll go to the west. If you go to the north, I'll go to the south. Whatever way you go, I'll go the opposite, beloved, because my God is able to bless me. Glory to God, but he can't bless it till I let you go. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Look at what the word said. The word said, therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Somebody say, the Lord said it.
The Lord said it.
The Lord said it.
Amen. Man didn't say it. The pastor didn't say it. Oh, the Lord said that. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that when the Lord says something, we got to do what the Lord said? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If the Lord said it, then I got to separate myself. Glory to God. Because I can't disobey him. Because what happens when we disobey God? Curses come. Oh, God, y'all ain't going to be with me tonight. Glory to God. But tell somebody, say, neighbor, you got to obey God.
You
got to
obey God.
You
got
to obey God, neighbor. You got to... Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost. And then the Bible says, touch no unclean thing. Come on here, somebody.
All right.
Is that what your Bible says, neighbor?
Yes, sir.
We got to leave the unclean thing alone. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We talking about we holy, but we still touching unclean things. Come on, y'all, Baba, and go to the bullshit. Somebody going to get mad with me tonight. Glory to God. Oh, we
that's all right.
We sanctified, but we still touching an unclean thing. Glory to God. Amen. We talking about we living for God, but we still touching unclean things. Hallelujah. And the bad part about it is when we don't feel no conviction about it. Glory to God. You got that conviction. That lets you know that God's hand's still on you. Glory to God. When you can't be comfortable touching the unclean thing, that means God love you. That means God say, you better separate yourself before I separate. Hallelujah, glory to God. And how many know that you don't want God to separate you from an unclean thing? Amen. You love to separate yourself before God got to come into it and separate it from you. Glory to God. Touch no unclean thing, and I will what? Receive you. God is saying, as soon as you let it go, I'm ready to receive you. Under the bokon that about thunder. This was somebody tonight. Glory to God. God said, I just want you to let it go. Because I love you so much. I don't want you touching nothing that's not holy. I don't want you touching nothing that's not sanctified. Hallelujah. I mean, it's still with me tonight.
Glory to God.
Amen.
The reason why we mad, the reason why some of us is mad, neighbor, is because we trying to serve two masters. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm already out here now, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. We trying to lay with the devil, and we trying to lay with God, too. And we trying to make up our mind what we want to do. But God said, who do you love? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Who do you love? Hallelujah. Oh, God, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Who do we love tonight?
Glory.
If you love me, then you'll let it go. Come on here, somebody.
You preaching.
Somebody give God a praise tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor, encourage them tonight. Say, neighbor, let it go. Come on here, somebody. Don't touch it no more, neighbor. It don't deserve your touch. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is saying, let it go tonight, because I'm ready to receive you. I'm ready to take you in, but I'm just waiting on you to let go of the unclean thing. Come on here, somebody. As soon as you let it go, I'm ready to hug you. I'm ready to love you. I'm ready to give you what you need. But God says, I'm waiting to see if you're going to let it go. Come on here, somebody. See, the problem is that the virus is here because we have become too filthy spiritually. Ooh, God, we done become too nasty. Amen. And then we trying to put holiness over it, and God is saying that can't cover up the funk that's underneath. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord,
you keep touching stuff that's nasty, and I'm telling you to let it go. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God said, when you become clean on the inside, it'll heal what's on the outside. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord, I hear you. God is saying the healing will manifest on the outside when you get healed on the inside. Come on here, somebody.
Come
tell
on,
somebody,
preacher.
It's time to separate. Hallelujah.
It's time to separate.
I tell somebody, the neighbor, it's time to let that devil go. It's time to kick that devil to the curb. It's time to give him his eviction paper. It's time to give him his divorce papers. No, devil, no, we can't hang out no more. No, we can't be friends. Amen. You a devil, my friend. Glory to God. I'm letting you go. I'm separating myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say yes. Somebody say
hallelujah.
Amen. Tell God yes. Tell God yes. Tell him yes tonight, neighbor. God is waiting on somebody yes tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Somebody give God praise.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He said, touch no unclean thing, and I will what? Receive you, and I will be what? A father to you. Come on here. God said, I want to be your father.
Lord Jesus.
But I can't be your father if you allow the devil to be your stepdaddy. Hey, glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody need to get rid of stepdaddy tonight. Glory to God, stepdaddy, you can't be my stepdaddy no more because my real daddy is here. I feel God in this thing. Help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. God is saying, get rid of the stepdaddy. Glory to God, because he need to step out of your life, glory to God. Honey, God has said he needs to step out of your life, glory to God, so your real daddy can walk in. Come on here, somebody. How many know that father means protector and provider? God says, I'll be a protector and I'll be a provider for you.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have to worry about your knee being met.
Glory.
You got to let that unclean thing go. I'm a little cold, God, I'm about to
Jesus.
Glory to God, hallelujah. And then he said in verse 18, and I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters. Somebody needs to shout right there, glory to God. Amen. I feel a praise right in there, glory to God. It's too quiet right there, glory to God. Somebody needs to give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. And he says that I will be a father to you. I'll be a provider. Amen. I'll be a protector. And you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Somebody said that the Lord said that.
The Lord said that.
The Lord said that.
Can somebody give God praise for what he said? Can somebody give God praise for what he said?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody give God praise tonight.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
See, that's what's happening, beloved.
That's what's happening, beloved.
It's a test. And God said, pass the test. Because you're ready to be blessed. God says, because you passed the test, you're ready to be blessed. They thought God was trying to take you out. God said, no, I'm trying to get you to the next level. Because it's your time to be blessed. Somebody give God a shout.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, how many of you know it's a real blessing that comes from Abraham getting out of a lie? And some of you are saying, Lord, when is the real blessing going to come? She said, the real blessing going to come when you get rid of Lot.
Right now.
Because Lot couldn't go with him. I haven't preached it yet, but there's a servant God keep putting in my heart. He said, I had to give up a lot to get this blessing.
That's Paige's line.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, give God one more shout of praise tonight.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and give God some worship and some praise throughout the house tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for his word tonight, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Absolutely.
We bless your name tonight, God. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of your awesome, wonderful Bishop, Bishop Page. God bless you, sir. Amen. Tonight.
Good. Into the hands of Minister Ray. Thank
Amen.
You all tonight. Apostle Curry. That was a fiery
yeah.
word. What, give him a praise. Give God a praise and give the man of God a hand clap. Give him a hand clap for
yes,
delivering him.
Lord, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
You know, I like what he said. I like a lot of things he said tonight. And most of all, I like that holiness was preached. Not all this other hoopla that's being around here. And you gotta understand that all this fake religion and stuff is not of God.
Come on, man of God. Come on, come on.
You can't be serving God and be Baptist. Because God
come
is
on.
Not that.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I don't want to preach after him because I think I was telling Sister Valley, I think this man been on my line with block numbers because he got my whole shirt.
Hey, God.
I say that to say this, 1 Corinthians 10, 1 and 10, 1 and 10, 1 and 10. God say that you should be speaking, meaning preaching the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, God.
And that's
yes, God.
What we ought to be preaching, the same thing. Ain't nowhere in the world you could be Baptist and I'm holy and you Kojic and you Apostolic and you Catholic and you Lutheran. God is not none of that. And you can't find
no,
it included in the scriptures. If it ain't written, if it's not written, it ain't so.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop right there, Kevin, because those that know me on the line, well, I'll preach that another sermon, but I'm going to let this man. So, I'm fired up right now. I might
on,
teach at 2 o'clock in the morning. I might teach at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey,
shout out to
the little boy. Get out my son, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'll be down here another 3 hours straight.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We're going to let open up the line for comments. Awesome word, Apostle Curry. I appreciate that. That was a fiery word. That was an awesome word. That was a holy word. That was a
yes,
right
Lord.
Time word. And if anybody
yes.
offended, if any, you listen to me good. If anybody offended, you need to be.
Yeah.
This ain't a revival gonna catch you on the top of the hill.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You gonna get the truth preached here, and that's
yes.
what it takes. We got to know the truth of God. So I'm gonna
yes.
open up the line for any comments for the man of God. And at this time, we gonna have any comments for the man of God. Any remarks? Don't start preaching your own sermon. Stick to the word that was preached. I appreciate you, Apostle Curry. I need to start coming and listening to y'all revival some more. You go preach like that.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I like good preaching. So the line is open for anybody that got any comments for the man of God. The line is open for you.
Amen. Well, I just want to thank God for the man of God tonight, bringing that word. Amen. It's just a test.
And that's just
what it is. It's just a test. And I thank God for that. Amen. I was thinking the same thing, and he didn't took part of what I was going to say tomorrow night.
You see that?
Because that's what was on my heart this morning. I looked at it this morning, and I was trying to think of what it is. And he said, well, I was thinking about what's going on in the world today, you know, all this virus and all of this thing that we got going on. And when I thought about that just for a moment or two, I say, well, this we call it a virus, but it's really a pestilence. The virus is a pestilence. And when we look at, I believe that's 2 Chronicles 7:14, when I look at that, you know, I say, wow, he said, if I send famine in the land or send pestilence, then those people that are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from my wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven, and then will I hear them. And I thought about that, and I thought, our nation, praise God, our nation has turned away from God. We said we was a nation under God, and I thought about all the things we're doing, same-sex marriages, that's against God, robbing the poor for the rich, that's against God. Unfair judgment, that's against God. Taking people's wages, that's against God. And God said, when the people start doing all of those things, I send judgment.
Yes, Lord.
And so all of these things that is coming, like you said, is judgment. This is the judgment of God.
Yeah.
And God is trying to get us. I ain't say them. The people that are called by my name. He didn't say the world to repent.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the church should repent.
Amen.
The people that are called. And I said, well, Lord, I can understand that now. It's judgment. And like he said, he said, war unto them that go down to Egypt for help. But there's no help but in God.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what that COVID vaccine is and all of those things going on, but he said, you can't solve a spiritual problem with a natural thing. It takes the spiritual to remove the natural. Thank God for that word tonight, and I enjoyed it, and praise God.
Amen. Anyone else got a comment for the man of God tonight? Anyone else? We thank God. And what he said about that vaccine, anyone to take the vaccine, you know, greater is he that is in you, like Apostle Curry said. That's greater than any vaccine.
Yes, hallelujah.
And so you're running around, you know, they making you take the vaccine. And I like another thing. I mean, this dude Curry, man, I swear he's been in my living room.
because these
people take this, running around here with this vaccine like God is not greater than the vaccine.
And I
want you to hear me and hear me real good. You ain't got to worry about. Before I say this, I like what he said. God is separating the weak from the strong, the fake from the real, the ones that say they love God and bow into the vaccine. You got to You got to be ready to die for God like he was ready to die for us.
Come on. Come on, Bishop. Come on, Bishop. Hallelujah.
He is separating the wheat from the tares, and I want you to hear me good, and I mean it, 100%, sold out. I'm not taking the vaccine.
Come on. Me neither, man of God. Me neither. I'm with you. Amen.
You know,
no
vaccine, no medicine, no fencing, no Vaseline, no on scene, no off scene, no kind of thing that you put in me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And I'm prepared to lose my life for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You better get your faith in order. And we still got to deal with the mark. You still got to deal with the mark of the beast, and you still got to deal with the Antichrist. So you better get your faith in order. Amen. Thank God for that answer word tonight. We could go on. I mean, the God is moving. We could go on. We can go on and on. I like words like this. I like it. I love it.
Yes, Lord.
I like to hear people speak. You know, and I'm glad to see that apostle. At least I hear one apostle in the last 3-4 years that preach holiness. What the apostle was.
Hallelujah. Hey, Shabu, hold that up, my son. Hallelujah.
Straight up.
Yes, Lord.
So I thank God for the word of tonight. We'll be back on this line. Thank God for my AT being on the line tonight. Sister Dorothy Thurman, thank God for her tonight being on. Thank God for all of you being on. Some of y'all, I don't know you, but I bless you for being on. Sister Deborah and the general and our pastor, Master Pastor Page. We just thank God for Elder Prevost and his wife and some of the block numbers that's on here. I don't know what you're blocking your number for, but you need to come hear the word. So, yes, Sister Deborah, you got something to say?
I do. It was such – I came on kind of late because I had to work. But anyway, it was such a good word. It was just – he is, as the old saying said, it was tight, but it was right. And
yes,
it hurt
Lord,
you.
Hallelujah.
It just had to cramp your feet because he truly did. And I felt Johnson and everything from it. And it was just truly from God, just straight from the throne room. You could feel the presence of God. It was just awesome words.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a wonderful thing when people receive the word of God. Just go, look here. The word of God is go offend you. Jesus offends you.
Yes.
It ain't no preacher greater than Jesus.
Yes.
And he offended many.
Yes, he did.
So you a people that preach the word of God, he's not a preacher if he don't offend you. Because the word is chastising. The word is correcting. And like he said, I love him when he said it. Well, I was just smiling when he said it. The word ain't going to fit us. It's going to fit. You got to fit the word.
Hey.
Amen.
And I say, well, I might not need to preach on Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Like Pastor Taylor said, he done took some of the stuff he was going to say tomorrow night. Well, see, that's another testimony on you should be speaking the same thing.
Amen. Amen.
There shouldn't be no division amongst you.
Come on.
You should be perfectly joined together in one spirit.
Come on. Hallelujah.
You cannot have the bitter ghost and the Holy Ghost.
Come on here.
Come on now. Amen.
Not just you.
Yes, Lord.
That's it. I'm done. Elder Prevost, you got any last words you want to say, brother?
Amen. 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 I just want to say good word of counsel. Can y'all hear me?
Praise Lord. Thank you, man.
Y'all can hear me? Okay, okay. Yeah, good word, Apostle. Yeah, praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Standing on that word, praise God. Thank God for the word. And I hope it touched somebody tonight, praise God. And stay on the wall, man of God. Stay on the wall.
Amen. Turn your love around. You know, turn your love around. You know, you're not walking with God and you're not loving with God in all those false religions that you're in. Don't nobody get mad at Steve Harvey until you come out to four churches that you in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Simple as that. Don't nobody get mad at Steve Harvey. John the Baptist was not Baptist. St. Peter was not Baptist. Paul was not Baptist. They were holy.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what the man of God says. He stole my thing because holiness is the only thing accepted to God. What part of this you don't understand?
Come on now.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It ain't no two and three gods. There ain't no second God. Hey, Jesus ain't no second God in the Godhead. He ain't no second God. Where the mother two punks at? Somebody say, Minister Ray, you said that? Yeah, I said that. The punks. Where the mother two punks at? What did they do? Show me their names. What did they do? You know why I can call them punks? Because they don't exist. Amen. They don't exist. You're talking about something that don't exist. Jesus Christ is. And we better know it. We're done on today. We got Pastor Page. Tomorrow, I'm sure Pastor Page will bring a good word, as always. And we better get ready and strap your boots on. And we get ready for Pastor Page on tomorrow. He's going to do a lot of, well, y'all better get ready for it. Well, ain't that what the Bible says? And why do we argue against the Bible when it's written right there? Amen.
Amen.
We're going to bed tonight with a good word. We're going to wake up with a good word. And then on Saturday, we got Prevost on Saturday.
Yeah.
Elder Prevost on Saturday. And so, he going to wind us up, and I'll be on Saturday. I mean, on Sunday. And you think that Elder Curry, Apostle Curry offended you, you wait till Sunday come. Straight up. I'm going to hit you with the truth. Not that he didn't. We're going to hit you with the truth. You might have to preach all in one day. Because it's been so good starting off.
Yes, hallelujah.
Well, however the Lord lead us, get ready for Pastor Page tomorrow, same bat channel, same bat time, same Holy Ghost time. Invite somebody, and let's preach the word. And the purpose is we want to turn somebody around. We want to pull people out of darkness and pull them into the marvelous. A lot of sincere people go looking for the Lord, but they fall up under the wrong teaching.
Wow. Right.
And we got to pull them out of that because now our eyes are been opened.
Yeah.
See? And one thing I liked about Curry again, he talked about the heathens.
Hey,
all this Christmas and stuff. That's heathenistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, man, we got a lot to dive into. We thank God for the start of this revival. It was really good. I enjoyed you, Elder Curry. We're going to get you back again. Like I said, I'm going to have to start coming on the line, listen to the revival that just won't stop.
You!
I thank God for it, you know. I mean, I thank God that I got to myself. You know what I was afraid of? I'm going to be honest with you. And folks know on the line what I'm afraid of. I get tired of listening to false apostles.
Mm-hmm.
I got a problem with it. And I let my problem be known to it, too. I don't cut no corners with nobody.
Man.
Straight up. And
that was not fear. But Prevost said he preached the truth, and a couple others, and Jillian said he preached good sermon. And so I heard him today. Thank God it was holy.
Bless you.
We are doing it. Everybody's going to act up. We're going to ask Elder Prevost to give us a prayer honor here, pray the virtue back into the man of God, and we're going to dismiss on the night. Thank all y'all, and love you with the love of Christ. Prevost?
Hey,
can
man.
I stop for a minute, brother?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Pastor.
Hey, man. Maybe somebody want to be saved tonight. Maybe somebody had a change of heart.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Well, I thought Prevost was going to ask that. Anyway, you know, if anybody want to be saved tonight, you know you're not saved tonight. You know if you die. If you know you died today, you wouldn't make it. And out of all the good words the man said tonight, is that somebody wants to have a change of heart tonight.
Yeah.
Like what you see, it's going to be a revival. Somebody may want to get saved, and we don't want to leave alive without giving somebody an opportunity to confess their faith before God. They want to change in their life. You need a change in your life. You got things going on in your life that you can't handle. And so tonight is the time that you can give those things to God. Maybe you hooked up. Maybe you hooked on. So if there's somebody tonight want to be saved, and that's the main goal that we're here for, a revival, is that somebody might be saved.
Yeah.
If there's somebody tonight you want to give your heart to God, you know that you're not right. And you know what's coming. And because you know what's coming, the wrath of God is on his way to put you here tonight. And Jesus came to save us from the wrath of God. So you need to get Jesus tonight. Somebody want to be saved. If somebody needs the Holy Ghost tonight, you can let the pastor pray for you. Maybe you want to receive the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. You can get the Holy Ghost right online. Amen. You don't have to, nobody have to put no hands on you. You can receive Jesus Christ right in your house, right in your bedroom, wherever you are. Is there somebody tonight? Amen. Well, we gave the opportunity. Praise God. Give your hand, Prevost.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for the word that went forth. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah for the revival. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. To preach the word revival. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's in the book. Hallelujah. That's what the man of God kept saying. It's in the book. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor Page say that too. He say it's in the book. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for the word that went forth on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of truth sponsoring. Amen. This revival. Amen. This fortnight. Hallelujah. Amen. Worldwide international revival. Amen. Tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody else. Praise God. Four nights. Amen. Bishop Page is bringing the word on tomorrow night. I'll be bringing the word, hallelujah, on Saturday night. And Minister Ray, amen, the host and the proprietor of Word of Truth, he will be bringing forth the word on Sunday night. We invite everybody out there on Blog Talk to tune in. Hallelujah. Everybody that called in tonight, call in tomorrow night. Praise God. If you've been here since, if you've been online since the revival that just won't stop, end it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for you staying on with us all night tonight. Hallelujah. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be with us. You could have been in the club tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you chose to hear the word of God, and we thank God for that. Let me go to the throne of grace for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the man of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that he brought forth on tonight, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that word resonated in our hearts, our minds, and our souls on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the truth. Lord, we ask that you replenish the word, the virtue that the man of God has poured out onto your people. Continue to strengthen him, Lord, both mind, body, and soul. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in his life and in his ministry, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise and we magnify you, Lord. We thank you for everybody in attendance on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch everybody in each individual way. Hallelujah, Lord. And we want you to know we love you. We want you to know we appreciate you. Lord, we want you to know we magnify you, Lord. For you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that covers our life. Hallelujah. That covers us from all hurt, harm, or danger. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord. And we lean on you. We have got our entire armor on. And we're doing everything we can just to stand on your word. Hallelujah. We pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise amen. The Lord on tonight.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Is back. Any last words, Minister Ray? Praise
God. Oh, I just bless all y'all. Love you, Jesus Christ. And thank all y'all again, as Prevo said. We had a good time tonight. Thank you, Apostle Curry. You just made
you
just made another good friend.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. And amen. See y'all tomorrow night. Amen.
And now.
Amen.
What if God is unhappy with our praise? What if he is not pleased with the words we say? What if he takes away his love and his from above? What if God is unhappy with our praise? What if God is unhappy with the way we live? What if he is not pleased with the way? Lord, just be pleased.